idea. We've lost it.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'll call the conference committees to order. It's the 10th of April, about 10 minutes after 4 in the afternoon. Members present is Representative Osterman, myself, Representative Stoltz, Representative Guerra, Senator Kelly, Senator Myers, Senator Hoffman. According to the normal rules, I would move that Senator Kelly serve as the presiding chair of the 2014 Operating Budget Conference Committee. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Mr. Chair.
It's elegant. Very smooth.
Okay, we're back on the record. I move that Representative Osterman serve as the vice chair of the FY 2015 Operating Budget Conference Committee. Without objection. As chair of the conference committee, I would like to review the process we'll be following regarding these meetings. Both the House and the Senate budget processes allow for public testimony in the budget, but we will not be having public testimony during the conference committee. That has never been the case, and we will follow that that process. Unless invited by the chair, only the members of the conference committee will take part in the discussion or sit at the table. Legislative finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets, and we will be using those at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions of the bill that are the business of the conference committee, and the motion sheets are posted on Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each meeting. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body, and a copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packets. At this time, I'd like to get a motion to adopt all identical options, or excuse me, all identical items on the two bills.
Mr. Chairman, I move that all appropriations and language that are identical in the, both the House and Senate versions of both House Bill 266 and House Bill 267 be adopted.
Are there objections? Hearing none, the identical items have been adopted. I move that all appropriations and language that are identical in both the House and Senate version of HB 266 and 267 be adopted. Oh, that, I'm sorry, that was supposed to be a Representative Osterman one.
Been done, boss.
Wait, but did you do the language as well?
I made the motion.
For language as well? I didn't pick up on that. My apologies. And I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget allocations for which differences exist. I have distributed a letter for this purpose dated April 10th, 2014, addressed to the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the letter requesting limited power of a conference for items that are not identical.
Are there objections? Seeing none, the letters are adopted. The letter is adopted. Let me take a brief at ease. Back on the record, the committee will be meeting to complete action on the operating budget once limited powers have been received, and meetings will be posted on basis under the 24-hour rule. We'll have to stand by and sign the letters requesting free conference, a limited free conference. And is there any other business or questions or comments from the members? Hearing none, as I said, please be sure and sign the request. And we will meet again after we have been given the requested powers of conference.